Now, here's what's really important to know. Peter and Paul do not have a doctrinal disagreement. It's already been settled. They believe the same gospel. They affirm the same gospel. It's not a doctrinal disagreement. The disagreement they are having is that Peter's actions aren't in line with that gospel. The false teacher certainly would have suggested it was a doctrinal disagreement, but it was not at all. What Paul is confronting Peter on is not his belief in the gospel. He understands that Peter is a child of God, that Peter has been entrusted with the gospel, that Peter understands the gospel, that Peter knows the gospel, that Peter believes the gospel, but in this instance, he is not conducting himself in line with the truth of the gospel. That distinction is so very important. Look what he says in verse 14. But when I saw that their conduct, and the word literally is walk, their conduct was not in step or in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, before them all, public sin affecting people publicly is dealt with publicly. If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? In other words, he's pointing out the hypocrisy. Here you are a Jew. You believe that all food is clean. You eat with Gentiles. Then when other Jews who are out of line with the gospel come around, you start living like a Jew who embraces the law apart from understanding the finality of Christ. This is hypocrisy he's dealing with. They are out of line with the gospel. But notice this, the gospel is not simply how we get saved, but it's what we follow after when we are saved. And it's what is terribly misunderstood today. We are to live on the basis of Christ and His news of salvation. Everything has to be interpreted in light of Christ. When you read about the fabrics, when you read about marriage, when you read about every other category, Christ is how we understand it rightly. The gospel is how we make sense of it, and the same is true in our own lives. When someone is thought to be driving under the influence, and they pull them over, a lot of times they'll give them a test and have them do a variety of things. But one of the things they'll have them to do is walk in a straight line. And somebody who is intoxicated has trouble walking on the line because they are drunk. Many professing believers get drunk on self and get drunk on the world and do not walk in line with the gospel. Do you see what I'm saying? You can believe the gospel in the big picture, but you can start being governed by other things. And so when somebody says, nothing matters more to me than this, people accepting me, people recognizing whatever it is, me raising good kids, when that becomes the center, nothing becomes more important than that, and Christ is a means to try to get this, because this is most important, then you are drunk with yourself. You're drunk with the values of the world. The world tries to gain an identity outside of Christ. So when you are drunk with self, self-generated priorities, worldly priorities, then you cannot walk in line with the gospel. You stumble around. The answer to that is not a more rigorous rule following. The answer is to repent and put Christ at the center of your lives again.